It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on what Stephen Colbert might say about Southern Marin politics. Can you imagine how he would poke fun at the various antics currently underway in our area? He would have a field day with the fire department annexation and the housing element. I will share with you my vision for his show and his special guest. At the end of my show, I will tell you what I think would be his word of the day. After the opening fanfare, Colbert would likely flash on the screen a copy of the latest multicolor flyer from the Union Political Action Committee. He would note all the references to the fire district gains and the city's cost savings, and then the camera would close in on his face, and he would, with raised eyebrow, say, "Fine and dandy for the district and the city, but what about me, the resident? Come on, people," he would say, "why not send out a simple exhibit showing the fire protection cost and the pension exposure for the Sausalito resident before and after the annexation? That's information I would want to see." Then Colbert would focus on the claim in the flyer that the annexation has been under study for 8 years. On the screen would flash a picture of the new firehouse. I can imagine him spinning around in his chair to face another camera and say, "Well, if we have known this has been coming for 8 years, why did we build a new firehouse that is 50% larger than the fire district requirement? We taxpayers are paying a lot every year for that firehouse, and we won't be getting much back from the district in rent." I don't see any mention of that on the flyer. Then he would flash on the screen a picture of the fire district board member wrapped in the American flag standing next to a fire truck. "And you think we Sausalitans are going to be elected to this board? Face it, folks, the voters in the rest of the district don't like us because they've been told they have been subsidizing our fire department for 8 years. And the Union Political Action Committee will fund the campaigns for the non-Sausalitan candidates. So forget about a board takeover." Then Colbert would turn his attention to the housing element. A picture of last Monday night's housing element meeting would flash up on the screen. Colbert would lead with, "The major issue at a recent housing element meeting was whether to fast-track the submission to the state." He would then add, "Timeliness has been a major consideration for this housing element. It was due sometime in 2006, as it is supposed to cover the years 2007 to 2014. No, wait a minute. Actually, it was originally due in 1998, but that housing element was never submitted, so we are now addressing a period from 1999 to 2014. So we are only 12 years late in our submission, so every minute counts now, I guess." He would then show a map of the state of California, stating, "Let me get this straight. The housing element numbers are projected at the state level," and then he would switch to a picture of the Bay Area, sent to a regional authority, which allocates the number to the local jurisdictions. The calculation of this methodology is so complicated, the regional authority can now not reproduce the calculations. Based on these unsupportable calculations, we need to jump through hoops to satisfy vague numbers generated by people who have never been to Sausalito. Sounds like good government to me. Would the last person out of the state please turn off the lights? Finally, Colbert would introduce his special guest, the author of the Sausalito Housing Element. He would begin the interview by complimenting the author for having more pages in the Sausalito element than the Tiburon one. "We are 18 pages better than Tiburon," he would shout. The author would respond that he was just trying to satisfy the state requirements. Colbert would stop him and leaning forward say, truthfully, weren't you also trying to meet the requirements of a number of frustrated developers in Sausalito? The author would be flustered, and Colbert would go in for the kill. Come on, it's pretty obvious the provisions to allow for the sale of city land at a discount, the doling out of incentives to developers, and the increased density provisions all serve the needs of certain groups. The author would sputter, and Colbert would thank him for being on the show and dismiss him. At the beginning of the show, I said I thought I knew what Colbert would choose as his word of the day for Sausalito politics. It's mayor-or, a combination of mayor and emperor. To support his choice of the word, Colbert would play the clip from last Monday's meeting, during which a resident is badgered for pointing out a discrepancy between the consultant's presentation and the actual housing element document. He would then play several clips in which our elected officials claim to have been elected for their leadership. There would be another close-up on Colbert, and again, with raised eyebrows, he would say, "I didn't elect you to lead, I elected you to represent me, not badger me." Mayor-or, the word of the day for Sausalito. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.